Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This segment, we're going to have a moment of silence and somber respect for someone who we recently lost in the last week or so. And we're going to give you the full history of this individual in case you're not aware of who we're talking about. Of course, I'm referring to the one and only Ted Kaczynski.
Gone too soon.
81 years old, the Unabomber is what he's more affectionately known as. And of course, I'm not in any way trying to say he was a good guy. I was just being, that's called sarcasm there, kids. But yeah, that he died the other day. And, you know, there's a whole group, whole generation of people who probably have no idea of the madness of Ted Kaczynski. So I thought, man, let's do a little retrospective look at his life, and you can understand the terror that Ted Kaczynski reigned across the U.S. for several years. Did you ever have a any suspicion that you were getting a package? Did you ever, like, when you got a package, like, have the paranoia, like, is could this be from the Unabomber?
Like a perfect
You are on the same pot on the board here as Michael Jackson. So I had to, I turned that down. So I had to turn you back up. Go ahead and start again.
I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, anytime you saw a package, if you weren't, you know, it back then, it wasn't like your Amazon didn't exist. People didn't get packages at their home.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rare occurrence if you got something delivered.
Yeah, it was.
So if you got something and you're like, I don't recognize who this is from. I'm not understanding why I would be getting a package. Yeah. You wondered if there was a freaking bomb in it.
You did. It was, and that's not because he targeted people at somewhat, there was a mind on him. There's a method to his madness. There was, but no matter what, you would hear about these stories and you would, you know, think, what could it be me next? Not that you really had any reason why the Unabomber would be sending you a bomb, but, yeah, you would think about it. He was 81 years old, diagnosed with late-stage cancer, was discovered lifeless in his cell at the Federal Medical Center in Butler, North Carolina, in the early hours of Saturday morning, as confirmed by the Bureau of Prisons, the Associated Press, along with the New York Times and ABC News, cite several insiders attributing his demise to suicide, although ABC News states that no official cause of death has yet been announced. That's interesting. Been cited over to suicide because, I guess maybe if you know you're going to die soon and you don't want to just sit there and rot in your cell of cancer, that might make some sense. But clearly, I don't think he was necessarily suicidal for the acts that he and the crimes that he committed, because otherwise I think he would have done that a long time ago.
I think he did try to commit suicide at one point, but it was early on, if I remember correctly, because we were engrossed in this case for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since we've talked about it much. Ted Kaczynski was a mathematician. It turned into a domestic terrorist. He was a mastermind behind a deadly bombing spree that stretched from 1975 to 1995, claiming the lives of three innocent individuals and causing injuries to at least 23 more. The targets of these vicious attacks often seemed random, yet some patterns began to emerge as the FBI's meticulous investigation progressed. Many victims were academics or business people. Some had ties to modern technology, such as computers and aviation, and certain regions experienced a disproportionate numbers of attacks. Kaczynski's reign of terror ended when his flesh and blood, his brother David Kaczynski and sister-in-law Linda Patrick, identified distinct phrases in the infamous manifesto published by the Washington Post in 1995, recognizing these expressions as their relatives' unique rhetoric. They courageously turned him into the authorities. On April 3rd, 1996, Ted Kaczynski was apprehended by law enforcement, and officials encircled his isolated cabin in the wilderness of Lincoln, Montana. It's interesting, the manifesto, because let's put some context here for people who don't remember that. What was he threatening? He was threatening or that he would do more attacks or something, but if they published his manifesto, he'd stop? Was that the agreement?
Yeah, I think it was a bargaining chip.
Yeah, and so they published his manifesto, and it was a very... It was the ramblings of a madman. But there was like bits and pieces in there. When you read it, you can understand kind of why, where this man is coming from, however off it may be. But he was really hell-bent. He hated technology. He hated society. Someone who clearly needed some help, but obviously never was able to get it. As a consequence of his devastating bombing campaign, Kaczynski faced a litany of charges. In 1998, he pled guilty to all of them, thereby escaping the death penalty and receiving instead a life sentence without the possibility of parole. This move came after a previously unsuccessful suicide attempt, you're right, during his pretrial phase, which Politico reports involved an attempt to hang himself with a pair of underwear.
That's why I remember it, because it was, I think it was with his underwear that he tried.
Oh, when Haynes fails you. Kaczynski's subsequent incarceration spanned over two decades in the Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado, often referred to as the Alcatraz of the Rockies. As his health declined, Kaczynski was transferred to a prison medical facility in North Carolina in December 2021, as confirmed by People through the Bureau of Prisons. Peeling back the layers of Kaczynski's life reveals an astounding contrast between his early promise and his ultimate path of destruction. He was born and raised in Evergreen Park, Illinois. Kaczynski was lauded as a child prodigy, accelerating through his education to enter Harvard University at age 16. So this guy was not dumb. He was a genius.
This was Sheldon Cooper all the way.
An evil genius, but a genius. Following his undergraduate studies, Kaczynski pursued a PhD in mathematics at the University of Michigan and became an assistant professor at the University of California, Berkeley, by the age of 25. However, after just 2 years of teaching, Kaczynski abruptly abandoned his promising academic career. He retreated from society, first returning to Illinois to live with his parents, and later relocating to a self-built cabin in Montana. And cabin is putting it lightly, devoid of electricity and running water. Within these austere confines, Kaczynski crafted his lethal weapons and plotted his malevolent campaign. I've seen his cabin. I've been in his cabin.
What? Yeah, no.
Yes, me and him used to go and have beers on Wednesday nights after bowling. No, it was in the, I want to say it was in the Newseum in Washington, D.C., which I don't know if the Newseum is even around anymore, but they had his cabin.
Wow. Like, so they picked it up and brought it somewhere people could see it.
I don't know if they picked it up as much as they may. It was like boards and stuff. So I think they probably broke it down and then reconstructed it piece by piece. But like I said, saying cabin is putting it lightly. It was more like a slightly larger than an outhouse structure. It was not big. Not like... It was like, how do you sleep in here? Like, I suppose if you stretch out this way, you kind of could. And then, but it was a bed basically, and a little desk with his typewriter, and then another like little workspace for his bombs that he would make.
Damn.
But this is someone, I mean, yes, genius in terms of IQ and his ability to understand things. But I think sometimes when you're that smart, the world does not make sense to you, and this has to drive you nuts, because your level of intelligence is just out of place with society, and not in any way justifying anything he did. But I think he just thought on such a different level and different wavelength that things that the way we think would just didn't make any sense to someone like him.
I wonder, you know, was he as a kid, was he just a little off? I imagine somebody whose brain no. works at that kind of capacity, that society as a whole is really difficult to navigate.
Well, society rejects you if you're different. And I know he faced a lot of that. I'm in no way trying to stick up for the Unabomber, by the way.
Right.
But I have I've researched this. I've watched several interesting documentaries about his life. And what I've learned is how this person was made, basically what the recipe was for him. And it makes sense that he kind of ended up the way he did. A lot of bad missteps. Someone who, you know, if his genius was used were positive, in positive ways, you know, he could have done so many great things in this world, but unfortunately, the darker side is what won out, and he ended up becoming a vigilante, but really not even truly a vigilante, because he was just killing people that he didn't like. It wasn't going after criminals or anything like that. It was just who he viewed as people that were having a negative force on the earth around our country.
I wonder what he thinks. I assume he was exposed to technology in jail, in prison. You know, we have come so far in the last 20 years, technologically speaking. I wonder if it just drove him batshit crazy.
I wonder if they like said, okay, if you want to, like everybody else just gets in line for, you know, the canteen and the lunch counter and all that. They're like, no, you can place your order on the iPad.
Oh, God. Oh,
like if you want to eat, you have to place your order using the iPad.
Oh, just to mess with them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's I just wonder how aware he was of the technology that he was fighting that he lost. You know, did he know that he was not winning that battle?
I'm sure he realized, you know, he realized that everything caught up to him, but I'm going to guess that this man still, you know, up until death, believed he was in the right.
Yeah.
I think he went down thinking, well, whatever, you know, they got me, but I did what I did because that's what I believe in. However, you know, twisted it ended up being. Just 2 years after, 2 years of teaching, see, when he was kind of using his things for positivity, Kaczynski abruptly abandoned his promising academic career, and that's when he retreated to society, or from society, into that cabin without the water or anything of that nature. Investigators later found bomb components, around 40,000 pages of incriminating journal entries, and a live bomb primed and ready for dispatch at his secluded hideaway. Kaczynski's overreaching objective was an extreme reaction against modern society, its technological progress, and its perceived degradation, degradation of the environment. His death brings a very grim closure now to the story of a man whose intellectual potential was fatally twisted towards destruction and affecting numerous lives across the country. Still to this day, there's people that have been maimed by him that still live with the effects of his insanity. There you go.
You know, I've never read the manifesto, at least I don't recall if I have, mm-hmm. but I'm reading some of it as we speak right now. I don't necessarily think he was so far off the rails wrong, because technology is becoming quite the issue for our society these days. We're very concerned about AI. We're very concerned about social media. Mm-hmm. There might be something to the manifesto. I would never give him any credit in that way, but he's an extremely bright man mm-hmm. who was expounding on something that he thought was going to be the demise of society. And I'll be damned if he isn't a little bit right.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, opinions and views on things like that are not evil. It's just a viewpoint. It turns evil when you think that your viewpoint is what needs to happen, and you're going to take violent action to try and make it happen. Some of his views, I think a lot of people actually would agree with, not the part of killing people, but more so just the degradation of society and how it's getting there. So, I mean, sometimes
it's an interesting read. There's a section I'm reading right now, The Control of Human Behavior. Drugs that affect the mind are only one example of the methods of controlling human behavior that modern society is developing. Let us look at some other methods. Mm-hmm. You know, smart guy, the brain was working at a different level than most normal people.
Yeah.
Might be worth taking a look and just, you know, obviously not killing anybody, but did he have any good points in here? I don't know.
When Harper was a baby, I would play lullabies, and we would read the manifesto at night instead of children's books. Like, okay, honey, here's the book by Teddy Kaczynski. The Industrial Revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race. They've greatly increased the life expectancy of those of us who live in advanced countries, but they've destabilized society, have made life unfulfilling, and subjected human beings to indignities, have led to widespread psychological suffering, and have inflicted severe damage on the natural world. And she really liked it. She really thought that was a great way to go to bed. So
put her right to sleep, damn
it. Started doing that when she was about one or two. Now she has this little fort in the backyard, this little building that she likes to go to. And she brings a lot of...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.